You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have a special guest, but you might recognize his voice. He's been on previous podcasts with me before, but it is Jeff Pickett. In Referrals in Action in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And his business is Media by JP. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So last time that we were together working on some podcasts, he offered an article, or he threw out an article about ghosting. And this was on LinkedIn. So I said, well, send me the article. I want to read it over. And then let's see if we can do a podcast on it. So we're recording that today. Now, some of you may know ghosting from the dating world. And when Jeff mentioned the article, this is kind of where I went right off the bat. And what that is basically is you meet somebody that you would go on a date with, maybe you even go on that date with, and then they never talk to you again. No more. They don't answer your text messages. They don't answer your phone calls, things on those lines. Obviously, that's not what we're going to talk about today. So this is more in the hiring even the client side that we're going to talk about. And then we're even going to go a little further and talk about how that can react or affect your referrals that you're receiving in BNI. So as the article stated, and what it focused on a lot is these people would go through the hiring process. Everything was great. The HR director would call, offer them the job. They would accept it. And then day one, they wouldn't show up. And after about five follow-up phone calls, they never got anything back. And at that point, they finally just had to say, well, your position has been opened. And what it really focused on a lot was people are getting four or five job offers, and they'll pick one or two or three and then kind of take whichever one is the best. So, Jeff, did you have any thoughts or feelings on the hiring side of it?
Yeah, not so much on the hiring side of it. I just took it a different step, and I'm sure other people have been like this too. I can't speak to the dating issues that you had there, Brandon, because I never got ghosted myself. But I did apply it to the typical business approach. I think when we make an appointment and we seem to have a good relationship with a potential client, and then poof, they just disappear.
Now, coming from the countertop industry or the home remodeling, I never dealt with that with clients. I'm lying. I dealt with it all the time. But I feel you have even a stronger connection with the people that you're working with, because there's a lot that goes on before you take on a video. Would you agree?
Yeah, there's a lot of pre-production work that has to be done. And, you know, people are constantly kicking the tires to find out what your prices are. And and that's probably where a lot of the wedding side of what I do is largely determined by your price. And as soon as people hear price, they oftentimes will just say adios. Other times on the business side of it, though, that can still occur where you can have some really good relationships, sit down and talk about your processes. And, you know, sometimes people get busy, but ghosting is still something that can occur. And again, I would have to say that this is not something that happens all the time, but it is something that I see, and I've talked with others who have experienced this as well.
So then let's look at the referral side of it and the ghosting on that side. And I want to say, and I hope you've never experienced this, but I want to say that this does happen. Members will receive a referral in their BNI chapter and they won't follow up on it. And one of our code of ethics is that you will follow up on the referrals that you had received. And what you need to remember is some members put a lot of effort, and their name is connected to this referral that they're passing. So if you don't follow up on it, that can challenge the member in your chapter with one of their connections that they're bringing to you as keeping their credibility with them.
Yeah, totally agree. You know, some people in BNI are more successful than others. So when they get those referrals, it just means everything to them. So if there's a disconnect somewhere in there, it can really impact. Especially I think the smaller, maybe newer businesses.
I wrote a blog article about I'm doing a three-part series on the VCP process and the credibility of the C one. It talks about when I basically got ghosted by the member himself in a referral that I passed. And the reason I put it in the credibility part of the VCP process is because he went back to the visibility side with me. I wasn't comfortable passing him that referral because honestly, it delayed me getting paid for the job for about 2 months. And then I had clients that were not very happy because, I mean, this guy, he showed up to the appointment, he got it figured out what he was going to do, and then poof, stopped coming to BNI, didn't communicate with the clients at all. And it was about a week after that I followed up and they said, well, we haven't heard from anything. And I couldn't get a hold of him. And it was very frustrating. And like I said, it affected my credibility with him to the point I didn't want to pass that referral again to him.
Yeah, that credibility piece really gets impacted if somebody's going to do the ghosting with you.
So then the last part to this, I feel, is how you should help your fellow member if they're being ghosted by a referral that you have passed to them. And as a member, feel free to go back and ask your fellow member that passed that referral to you to help you if you're not getting a hold of them. And if you're passing a fluff referral or just a, hey, give them a call, do realize that with our code of ethics of following up on those referrals, they're going to. And I can speak from personal experience, it's frustrating to get a cold call or a tip or a lead in BNI, but you still have to educate the member back that that's what they were giving you as a referral because they may not know any better. And I don't feel on them. But as far as if you pass a referral and the other member is having a challenge getting a hold of them or doing business with them, it's very important that you step in to kind of be the mediator so that the ghosting doesn't happen, I feel, because that's not what we're in BNI for. Yes, it's not a guaranteed sale, but the relationship definitely should be there so that there is that opportunity that you could close that sale. So any thoughts on that, Jeff?
Well, I just think even if this is a trend in society that, you know, we as BNI members and within our chapters can just remind everybody that just because somebody may have treated you this way, it can't really impact your business. You just got to continue to do what you do. And maybe that anti-ghosting step that you take, proper business as it should be, the more that we do that, maybe we can retrain and kind of correct the situation a little bit so that we get back to that era where people can give a yes or a no versus just take off and you never hear from them again.
And, you know, I forgot about that factor. I was thinking about that before we started recording. Just getting a yes or a no. I heard this when I was in the home improvement industry. I heard this from somebody and I started using it. But for those people that were just kind of on the fence, or you could tell, well, like you said, the price was probably more than they were expecting. I would say, honestly, to ease up the follow-up I had to do, I would tell them, I will accept a no just as well as I will accept a yes, but I just want to be efficient with my time and your time. So how are you feeling about this project? And when I started saying that, it threw some people off. It really did. But some people would be a little more open with me, and that was beneficial. But do you feel that it is more likely to get a yes or a no via a text message or email versus phone call anymore?
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's because we don't have to interact with that person. And the article even said, we don't want to let people down. And if you're in sales or a business owner, you're going to get rejection. It comes with the territory. That's part of the joy of it, if you will. And so I think we need to remember, and I get in trouble all the time because I will take a telemarketing call and I'll be very polite to them and I'll give them as many no's as I have to for them to say, well, thank you for your time. But my wife looks at me like I'm crazy and I go, I've been on the other side, not telemarketing as much, but I've been on the other side. And I want to just let them know I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm just not interested. So I want to give them that no so that, you know, their time isn't wasted.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, maybe that's one thing it's funny, like in social media, we feel like we can throw out our opinion all we want to, and we don't really care if it ruffles feathers. But yet if it's in person, all of a sudden that shifts a little bit. I think if it's a no, I think the best way to just let people know is, hey, you know, I respect your business and I respect your time. And right now this is just not a yes for me. And I just want to let you know up front, it's going to be a no. And I wish you the best with other people. And maybe by just putting it that way, it's going to be a whole lot better than just kind of, well, I'm not really sure right now. You know, that's going to make people want to dig in a little bit more. Well, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. But instead, if you're just kind of upfront and just say, you know, the answer is no, here's why. It's a great product or service, but it's just not right for me at this point in time. And at least you give some dignity and respect back and forth to each other. And if they get to be a pain about it, hang up or whatever. But
right. Well,
that's a whole lot.
Kind of off the telemarketing, but just the face-to-face sales anymore, I do believe that we're getting better at respecting people's times, and the salespeople are understanding that it's not so much the take three no's before you leave the house type thing. I think it's very hard to have that sales technique because people this day and age, they just don't want to deal with that hassle. And I believe B&I does a great job at this. If you can build a little more relationship with them, then they're more likely to have that honesty with you. Or you can accept that no more. And like you said, because you know why. And you can combat things all day long about why they don't want to. But once you have that relationship, you can understand where they're at. And honestly, I feel they might even be more likely to come back and do business with you if you're respectful in that way versus the pushy don't take no for an answer concept, especially in the Midwest. And maybe in other areas, it's still a very effective way of selling. But I feel in the Midwest, you do better by being polite and accepting that versus trying to push harder and using that no is more of a, oh, you just need more information, where I just don't think that translates as well.
Yeah, and another thing on this ghosting topic, so this happened about a month ago where I reached out to a company. I asked for a quote, and then weeks went by, and I didn't get anything. So I think the ghosting actually happens on both sides of the fence, and in this day and age, you get emails and people are fighting for your time and like that. Even your customers, though, like if your customers are reaching out and you're doing a bad job of getting back to them, then there's a fundamental piece of your business you need to fix pretty quickly. You need to have some sort of a project management software system, or even if it's just a journal of some sort, so that as business comes in, you're writing a note to get back to that person. Because over time, I mean, that's your credibility right there that you're going to lose. So you really do need to check the ghost, and I think, on both sides of the fence.
The article said that they feel some of these people that are not showing up when the jobs that they're hired for are not communicating back was because maybe that's how they were treated when they were applying for jobs. And a lot of companies, luckily, the companies I've worked for were not this way. But a lot of companies, they'll interview 50,000 people. That's exaggeration. 500 people, but they'll only call two or three back because they got the job. They don't take the time to follow up with all those other people. So I like how you switch that on the customer side. If you're very lethargic getting back to your customer, expect them to treat you the same way because that's how you run your business. That's how you kind of presented yourself originally. I think that's a fantastic point. And that just goes to right back to when you get a referral, follow up on it right away. Get the information you need. Use the chapter member that passed you the referral to get whatever missing links there are. Because in this day and age, to get a quote sometimes is the biggest challenge. And I don't know, Jeff. I like to work with customers and make a little money in the process. How about you?
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, any closing thoughts on this? I love the article. I appreciate you and giving your insight on it. But any closing thoughts?
Not really. We kind of nailed it down pretty good.
Well, as a reminder, these podcasts are for you, the listeners. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Jeff, stay busy. Jeff has had a great year so far, he shared with me. So I hope that continues as you've already busted your goal this year. So keep on trucking and look forward to maybe having you on a future podcast.
I look forward to it.
And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official B&I Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.